Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
To the Lord and a sweet moment of prayer. J.D.?
Let's pray. Father, we come before you humbly and just thank you, Father, for all the precious, precious gifts that you have bestowed upon each one of us, Father. Lord, we have life, we have breath, and Father, you are the giver of life and the giver of breath, and we thank you, Father, because we cannot do anything on our own. We can do nothing without you. So, Father, we come before you this morning. We ask, Father, that you will just fill our hearts with the thanksgiving and the praise to give you all praise and thanks and glory for everything. Father, we have so much to be thankful for. Lord, I think of those, dear Lord, that have lost family members, Father. Holiday season is rough on them. I think of those who have family members in the hospital, Father, and in the nursing homes. And Father, we just pray and ask that you would just take total control of us. Father, that you would use us in a way that we have never been used before. Father, to bring praise and glory to you. Father, I pray now for our pastor as he prepares to come up and to break the bread of life with us, Father, to bring the message to us that you have given to him, Father. Lord, I pray that it penetrates our hearts, our souls, and our mind. And Father, I want to pray for all the Sunday school teachers and all the nursery workers, Father, that so diligently does your work. And for our minister of music, Father, thank you for him. Father, there are so many that work behind the scenes, and Father, we thank you for each and every one of them. And we ask now, Father, that you just speak. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, let me say it again. Happy Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? I know, I know. I'm looking at some of you, I'm wondering, did y'all have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Hey, every day that you can wake up and put your feet on the floor and go forward, it's already a good day. And so we've got so much to look forward to. I had a great Thanksgiving. I picked my granddaughter and daughter up at the hospital on Wednesday, and then all the other kids and children and grandchildren came in, and we had Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Friday evening, everybody went home, and I said, thank God I can get some rest. But on Thanksgiving Day, I'll just share with you what we did. We all sat down. We were ready to eat. And I just reminded our children, my children and our grandchildren, that we started Thanksgiving 501 years ago. In 1621, the Pilgrims had gotten through that first year, and that's where we started celebrating for the first time Thanksgiving as a country. But it wasn't until 1863 and Abraham Lincoln signed into law that the fourth Thursday of every November would be a national holiday that we now call Thanksgiving. And so I read some scripture, and then we all began to just name things that we were thankful for. And one of the things I said was, I'm thankful that we can sing, but we don't sing enough. We don't sing enough at funerals, and we don't sing enough at Thanksgiving. And my father-in-law, C.W., who's 84, 85, something like that, he sang a song I hadn't heard in years, and my grandchildren perked up, you know, and we had a great Thanksgiving. And then one of my, I forget who it was, prayed this prayer. God is good. No. God is great. Let us thank Him for... Amen. That's one of the earliest prayers we learn, right? And there's a lot of great theology in that old prayer. And I don't know who wrote that prayer, but I want to tell you the psalmist that we're going to look at this morning could have written that prayer, because it just smacks of God is good, God is great, let us thank Him. And so this psalm that we're going to look at this morning, Psalm 100, we're going to get there. You can be finding that right now if that's going to clue you into where we're going, Psalm 100. That song was sung over 3,000 years ago as worshipers would come through the city gates of Jerusalem and head to the temple, the second temple built by Zerubbabel and others. And they would sing this psalm. Do y'all hear me? They would sing this psalm of praise and thanksgiving as those peace offerings were going up to the Lord. And so I want us to join together with worshipers that came to the Lord in thanksgiving and praise 3,000 years ago. Can we do that? Turn to Psalm 100. And I know we've been up, but can we just honor God's word one more time today by standing to our feet? Psalm 100. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
That's just about everybody. All right. Psalm 100. Listen to this. Make a joyful... Why has the shout left our Baptist building? Somebody over here shouted this morning. I thought, hallelujah. Somebody has come to life. That's scriptural, y'all. It's biblical. Make a... What kind of shout? Joyful shout to the Lord. All ye lands, that's all the nations. Serve the Lord with? Come before His presence with? Y'all are on it. Know that the Lord, He is God. Amen belongs right there, folks. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. You didn't pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. No, God made you who you are. Amen. I hadn't even got to the sermon yet. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Now here it is. Enter into His gates with what? And into His courts with?
Praise.
Be thankful to Him and
bless
His name. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. For the Lord is?
Good.
His mercy is? And His truth endures to all. Hallelujah. Father, we give You praise for who You are today. And we give You thanks for all You have done. There isn't anything that You've left undone. And You're still at work. Oh God, would You come and sit down amongst our people here today. We want to give You praise and thanksgiving for who You are and what You continue to do in our lives. God, speak to us today. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. All of God's children said, amen. Amen. Now please be seated. I want to give you three great truths. There's a lot of them here, but I want to give you three specifically about Psalm 100. First of all, verses 1 and 2 tell us that we approach God with harmony and happiness. To know God is to know harmony and happiness. And we approach Him in that manner. He said, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Now these verses, this is amazing. When you study, you find out that these verses, he's painting a picture here, the psalmist is, of the coronation of a king. And back in biblical days, and even later, when there was a very popular king being crowned, do you know what the citizens of the kingdom would do? Shout! They would shout. And not just any old kind of shout, they would joyfully shout because their king had been crowned. You know where I'm going now, don't you? We are here to give Jesus a personal crowning in our heart of hearts. He is King. King of kings. He is Lord of lords. And he deserves a personal crowning. And somebody up in here ought to shout. Y'all are Baptist, I can tell. Let's just give God a one big, great, big hallelujah. You don't know what to shout? Shout hallelujah. One, two, three.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He deserves a shout up in his house by his people today. And so the Lord Jesus is receiving a personal crowning today. Glory to God. And and by the way, with that coronation of the king, think about this day. One of these days, we're going to cast those crowns that he's given to us as rewards, and we're going to lay them at the feet of Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, we're just getting ready this morning for what we're going to be doing then. And you're going to sit here all bored and frowning? Uh-uh. No, think about that. That's really going to happen. And so we approach God with harmony and happiness. And now, can you imagine? Well, let me put it like this. What are the words joyful, gladness, and singing mean to you? Let me tell you something. If you've had all of your sins forgiven and washed away by the blood of Jesus, if he has given you a new heart, man, you've got life abundant. And you're headed to heaven, you've got a song to sing. You ought to be happy. You've got a song to sing. And I want y'all to watch this, and I hope and pray that you'll leave here today singing, because nobody can take your joy from you. You spell Jesus, you know how you spell joy, J-E-S-U-S. Nobody can take him from you. I know y'all got a song in you, we just got to drag it out of you. Man, nobody can take that joy. I see y'all at the football games. Y'all go sit in 30-degree weather when it's raining and windy and stuff, and you got a smile on your face, unless you're getting beat 56 to nothing. Nobody can take that joy that you've got from you. And that's the way we ought to come up in here every Sunday. That song's a little bit dated, but so is your pastor. So hallelujah. Did y'all notice the choir? I mean, they're alive. And that's the way God's people ought to be when we're come into his presence with what? Singing. I could go on and on with that theme there, but we need to move on to the second point here. We apprehend God, according to verse 3, as creator and comforter. Now, look at verse 3. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, the psalmist begins with one basic bedrock foundational truth that Jehovah is God. Jehovah is the Old Testament name for God. You know, the Jews' name for God was Yahweh, and the alliteration of that is Jehovah. Jehovah, okay? But here's the good news. The Jehovah of the Old Testament, hello, is the Jesus of the New Testament. And what he's saying here is, he has created us. We know God is creator. Yeah, know that the Lord, he is God. There's not a greater truth this morning than this one. Jesus is God. And he left heaven and spilled himself out in human flesh so that we might understand who God is. But Jesus is all powerful. He is the creator. If you're looking at it, if you're hearing it, if you're seeing it, if you're touching it, if you're feeling it, he made it. He's the creator. He created the universe. What an amazing, amazing truth. God is creator. I don't care what the secular world tells you, God created the universe. And the psalmist even tells you that he whispered, and boom, everything sprang into existence out of absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. And by the way, you may not think that you're very much, but God created you. He gave you physical life. You weren't even a blip on the radar screen, and God already knew you. You were just a sperm cell swimming down this long canal, and God put your mama's egg together, and you were conceived. And then he began to form you and mold you and make you into the person that you are now. And boom, you were born. And now, boom, you're here. Look at your neighbor and say, God did a wonderful work. He created you. You are special. You're not some accident. You're not a piece of garbage. You were created by Almighty God for His glory. Hallelujah. Now, I hadn't gotten over this one. He not only created me physically, He gave me life spiritually. Man, I was dead in trespasses and sin. Separated from God. God couldn't have anything to do with me because I was a sinner and He's holy. But you know what? The Bible says I was an alien. I was a stranger. I was hostile. I was an enemy of God. And yet God broke down this wall of hostility between me and Him. Reached down with His long arm of salvation, picked me up, set me on solid ground, and gave me a brand new heart that beats only for Him. Hallelujah. If you've got spiritual life, you've been blessed of God. Do you know God in that way as Creator? Do you know Him? Do you know God? And then we also apprehend Him not just as Creator, but as Comforter. Now, let me read this again. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Say, bah. We're sheep. And let me just, y'all have heard me say this before, but sheep are restless. You know what sheep need? A shepherd. That's right. Sheep need a shepherd. They're restless. And sheep are defenseless. They can't protect themselves. Basically, when they get in danger, you know what sheep do? They all huddle up in a group and put their heads toward the outside of the circle. They're not strong. They're not swift. They need a shepherd. And by the way, sheep are not real smart. They are dumb. Sheep need a shepherd. And you know what? Sheep, yeah. There's one that'll own up to being a sheep in here. But sheep have a propensity and the potential to wander. They'll be eating good pasture. And the next thing you know, they've lifted their head. One of them straight off over here on the other side of the hill. And there's nothing to eat over there. Sheep need direction, protection, provision. And that's all provided in the shepherd. And bless God, aren't you thankful for a shepherd like the Lord Jesus Christ? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? For Thou art with me. Glory to God. We have a Savior. There's no shepherd like the good shepherd whose name is Jesus. Somebody's about to get happy in here. Uh-oh, be careful. Have you apprehended Him in that way as Creator and Comforter? Here's the last one. We appreciate God thankfully and thoughtfully. Verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him. And Brother Baptist, bless His name. And you got to do that verbally. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endures to all generations. And I've looked at this. I think the picture that the psalmist is painting now in these verses is one of the pilgrims coming through the gates of Jerusalem on their way to the temple to sing this psalm and to lift up praise and thanksgiving to God. But I think there's even a deeper foreshadowing of the day when all the nations of the world will come through the gates of Jerusalem. and head to the temple to give God praise and thanksgiving to the one who sits on the throne. Glory to God. And so when you start thinking of God thoughtfully, amazingly, you start getting thankful. We need to give Him praise, first of all, because of who He is. That's not thanksgiving. It's just praise for who God is. What does the Scripture say? He is what? Good. That's who He is. He's good. How many of you have ever heard the C.C. Winans song, The Goodness of God? He is good. And then we can thank Him for the things that He's done. His mercy is what? Everlasting. How many of you have received God's hand of mercy? You see, when you start thinking about these things, man, you wind up giving thanks. And how do we know that God's mercy is everlasting? Because of His truth. His truth endures for all what? All generations. So, I don't know what your family did or your friends did or what you did for Thanksgiving, but we just kind of started going around the room at our place and started thinking about the things and mentioning the things that we're thankful for. And about the time we got done, we'd forgotten how hungry we were, because the Spirit of the living God had sat down in our living room. God is good. His mercy is not getting what you do deserve. And God's truth is everlasting, and it reaches out to every generation. The song we sang this morning, We Will Remember. By the way, the two songs that we've done up here today are real meaningful to me. My daughter sings, Brittany, she sings that song, I've Got a Song. And the song that we sang first time this morning, I had the privilege of preaching the convention sermon. Can you imagine that at the Tennessee Baptist Convention at Brentwood Baptist Church back in 2014? And my knees were shaking to the tune of Amazing Grace. Y'all ever been in Brentwood Baptist Church? Whew, huge. And I don't know what they had this old country boy from Waynesboro, Tennessee up there to preach the convention sermon, but I jumped on the opportunity. But I asked him, I said, could our choir sing just before I get up to preach? And there's about 50 of them up there in that choir loft with seats about 300. And you know what song they sang? We Will Remember. And boy, I was in tears. And yet, they did so well, they made me think I could sing and dance all at the same time. Because when you start thinking about the lyrics that is in this song, now y'all didn't do real well first time, okay? But you've got a second opportunity to sing this song with all of your spirit and by the way, one day, I'm probably not going to be here, but Andrew's going to have a choir like that y'all saw. And did y'all see the choir director? I thought he was going to dance out of his shoes. That's the way it ought to be. That's what's going to be in heaven. Not going to be any of this. Oh. And I want you, as we sing, as Brother Andrew leads us in this song, We Will Remember, you think about the lyrics, the words that you're singing, because it's Psalm 100. Let's all stand.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.